Assembly members once again discussed the SEPA Commission D. Hittle and Associates report during their regular meeting. The document recommends a single operations and maintenance contractor for the power plants as a way to save money and keep costs down in the future. The report drew the ire of many community members and government officials in Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan when it was first put forward. Mayor Don McConaughey requested the Borough Assembly give some direction to the Wrangell SEPA board members regarding the report and push for a cautious approach.
I think we need to slow down. We need to look at exactly what we are doing, and we need to get the fear of this particular motion and report.
Initially, Assemblymember James Stowe made a motion to advise Wrangell SEPA contingent to vote down the recommendations. One of the main complaints from assembly members was that SEPA only had a report with suggestions, not a clear proposal for how to move forward. SEPA CEO Trace Acteson mentioned the agency held off on a detailed proposal because of the costs associated with making those plans. He wanted approval from the board first.
If our board doesn't vote to go to a single operator, then why spend an extra $100,000 or $200,000 to put together a whole detailed, all the components to renegotiate the union contracts and all the other pieces that fall in there? Why would you do that and spend all that effort, potential money? And I was just throwing out random costs because I don't know how much that costs at this point, but it's certainly going to cost some additional funding, and that's why that was not taken to the next step.
Acteson says he would like to do an initial training needs assessment and staff the project with workers who have diversified skills. Even so, Vice Mayor Bill Privett says he thinks SEPA is moving too quickly with this proposal to go to a single contract.
There's multiple unions involved. There's PERS involved. We've already had a report on that from our finance director, and I think we have to be very careful about that. I think that at some point in the future, whether that's 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years, this community and Petersburg and Ketchikan would be well served by a single operator at the SEPA sites. But it's going to take a while, and it's going to take several years.
He says he isn't necessarily against the single contractor idea, but if it is approved, he would like to see existing Thomas Bay Power Authority employees have first crack at any jobs that are available. With regard to the union, SEPA operations manager Steve Henson says the agency has looked into the issue as well as the Public Employees Retirement System, or PERS.
Yeah, it's the same union, two different contracts. They just need to be melded together. And there's differences in pay, there's differences in benefits between the two plants. All of that has to be worked out, and that's all through negotiations at the table. As far as the PERS retirement, we have checked with the state. We can do PERS. So the people of Tai could retain their PERS, and then we could, as new people were hired on, as they retired and left, then we could do something to change that.
Henson reiterated the report is only full of recommendations, and it's not necessarily a roadmap for SEPA's future plans. Another recommendation contained in the document suggests SEPA move toward a work schedule that would put a lone operator at remote sites. Privett mentioned his concerns about that proposal. A letter from Wrangell Light and Power Electrical Superintendent Clay Hammer, which was read at the meeting by Borough Clerk Kim Flores, echoed Privett's concerns.
In my opinion, even under the single operator scenario, I would not expect to see an extreme change in staffing levels. Given the remote setting of the projects and reliance on weather for travel, from a safety and security standpoint, I would not be in support of anything less than 2 operators on site at any given time.
Acteson has said in the past that having a single operator on site is a common practice throughout the industry. After about 50 minutes of discussion, Vice Mayor Privett put forward a new motion.
I would move to instruct the Wrangell SEPA board members to develop a long-term work plan that will begin to evaluate a new operations and maintenance agreement and review the municipal concerns and keep them on board.
The SEPA board has its next meeting December 11th, where they will discuss the report further. In Wrangell, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.